The latest weapon in the fight against cancer may be a new blood test, bringing new hope that it can be diagnosed and treated earlier. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton is here with the details. Good morning, Dr. Darian. Good morning. To see you. So walk us through this. What exactly is this and how is this different?
Well, I'll start with these are preliminary results, so not yet peer-reviewed, but there's been enormous anticipation on the possibility of a blood test that can diagnose multiple cancers at once. It's called the Galleri test, and it's made by a company called Grail. It's a health and biotech firm, and in this study, they followed over 140,000 adults over the age of 50, all of whom had no symptoms of cancer, and they screened them every year. All received routine screening. Half of this group received this blood test as well every year, and at the end of the study, they looked to see how many cases of cancer were diagnosed, what stages, and whether or not the number of people diagnosed with late-stage cancer changed when you compare these two groups. And here are the results. The results are called mixed, and I'll tell you why in a second, but overall, there was no significant difference in stage 3 or 4 cancer. That's late-stage cancer. That's when cancer has spread. But really interesting, there was an increase in the rate in early cancers by about 16%, and when this test was added to routine screening, that increase jumped to fourfold. Now, the reason why scientists call this mixed is because a test can diagnose an early cancer, but a great screening test that can be used at a population level not only diagnoses early cancer, but also cuts down on the number of people getting diagnosed with late-stage cancer.
Interesting. So explain how it can detect multiple cancers and not just one, and then what types of cancers are we actually talking about here?
Really interesting technology here. They're looking for genetic DNA or DNA evidence of the cancer. Now, a positive test doesn't mean that you have cancer. A negative test doesn't mean that you're cancer-free, but this might be beneficial, especially for those difficult-to-find cancers. For example, cancers that we don't have formal screenings for, like ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, even certain head and neck cancers. So there's a lot of potential here, but likely more longer studies are needed to help to understand that benefit.
FDA approval?
Not yet. Right now, it's commercially available, a pretty hefty price tag, about $1,000 for this test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so right now, this company is submitting this information to the FDA. If it is approved, we might see an approval as early as 2027, but there's still more evidence that's needed to see if this can be covered by insurance.
Wow, okay. All right. But it could be a very interesting step.
It could certainly be.
Dr. Darian, thank you.
Of course.